Okay, just a few things in summing up. The first thing is this, that everything that's worthwhile takes time. That may be obvious, but it's not always obvious, because I found out in the past that sometimes the saints consider what the lesson is on the way to the meeting on the Lord's Day morning, especially the brothers. They have a tendency to wing it. They're confident they can just walk in, and in 5 minutes they've said everything they have to say, and then they don't know what to do for the rest of the 2 hours. So children's work needs preparation. You have to prepare the lessons. You have to begin early, early in the week, even anticipating ahead. We found out that if the sisters and brothers would fellowship, would pray, would labor together over the lesson, over what needs to be done, that this is very good also for our being blended and built together. And then it has more impact. Maybe only one will give the lesson, but three or four sisters been praying together, fellowshipping together. It has a lot more weight and impact. So both, not only crafts, but lessons need time and preparation. It can't be done on Saturday night before you go to bed. You have to start on the Lord's Day afternoon. What am I going to do next Lord's Day? You think about it. You pray about it. This is very, very crucial. And then when we first started out, we didn't have anything, so we stressed very much the need to pray and fellowship. Pray and fellowship. The ideal situation is if the one serving can meet every week for at least an hour to pray and fellowship and prepare together. And then on the phone, then with other contact, in the individual labor to do the preparation. So I like to underline this point of preparation. Then on the neighborhood children's meetings, our goal is to gain households. But we realize that many of these, especially if they have some other kind of connection, they're Catholic or they're, have some definite connection somewhere or in Christianity, we may not gain the households. But this labor is still not in vain, because these children are growing up here. They will become high schoolers. Eventually, they will become college students. Many young people in Southern California go to school here. We have a campus work. Maybe after 10 years, we'll get them into the church life. They're not free as children to leave where their parents are, but still it's very worthwhile. On the one hand, we want to labor. Those who don't have a connection, they need to get saved, they need to come into the church life. But some who are too tightly connected, we may not gain the household for the church life, but it's still worthwhile. We also view our sixth grade and our young people's gospel work this way. We got so many saved, but we may not gain them all into the church life now, but they're in the Southern California pond. Right? And they go to Fullerton, they go to Irvine, they go to Long Beach, and the full-timers are there. You believe God is sovereign. They will meet a full-timer their first week in college. And, oh, yeah, I remember, 4 years ago in Anaheim, I got saved. Now we can get them into the church life. So the same principle with the neighborhood children's meeting. We shouldn't be disappointed. It's not a matter of racking up some statistics that we got 10 families and we got 8 into the church life. Well, we only got 1 and we lost 9 and oh, what a failure. No, we shouldn't look at it that way. We just labor on the children and we trust in the Lord's sovereignty. But we do have to labor to gain households for the church life. Then I'll just clarify one thing. What our practice in Anaheim is, we follow the school year with our lessons. We have about 40 lessons in our curriculum. And then we do something different in the summertime. We have a special program because of vacations, people coming and going. But we have a 12-week summer curriculum. And that's something special, and we handle it differently. We've tried different things. We combine levels. We do things in a larger group, or we've done a number of different ways. That's not the point. But the point is we make it different, so it's something special that they look forward to every summer. And we have our regular 8 levels from God as the Creator, man in God's creation, relationships in God's creation, the Ten Commandments, God's calling in the Old Testament, God's calling in the New Testament, Jesus meets all man's need in the Gospels, and then the salvation unit in the sixth grade. These are our steps, how we lead through. I'm very, I don't know what word to use, I should be careful since we're taping this, but I'm really quite concerned because when we get the church kids into the full-time training, it's quite revealing of what has not been done with our children in the recovery. Many of them cannot recite the books of the Bible, believe it or not. We tested them. In one of the years, a couple of years ago, I asked them, I said, okay, I want you all to look up Hezekiah 5:9, and all the pages are flipping in the Bible. They're looking for Hezekiah. Of course, there's no such book in the Bible. Right? See, some of you didn't know that. I should have asked you to look up Hezekiah 5:9. Of course, a few smiling faces looked at me. They didn't even try. They knew. They didn't say anything. And the others are church kids struggling to find Hezekiah in the Bible. This is really... The other day I asked, I said, we had 100... This was in the pre-training, I think. We had 170 in the class. I said, how many of you can tell me the story of Melchizedek in the Old Testament? 3 hands went up. 3 hands. They don't know who... How can they understand Brother Lee's ministry about the heavenly ministry of Christ? A priest according to the order of Melchizedek. They don't even know the stories. I like to underline what Hallie said. They need to know the Bible stories. This is the foundation of the New Testament truth. How can you understand the typology? How can you understand the spiritual application of the ministry if you don't know the basic facts of the Bible? So I very much agree. Our children, we shouldn't make so much spiritual application in the early years. As long as they know the stories of the Bible, then we do have a point. Yes, we have a point. It's not aimless. We have something definite we want to put into them. When we first started, the brothers' class gave the boys a little test at the end of the year. What did you learn this year? And 9 out of 10 of the boys in this class wrote down, this was on God's calling in the Old Testament. They wrote down that someday God is going to call me.
Amen.
1 year to put that in is worthwhile.
Yeah.
They're waiting for God to call them. Isn't that wonderful? To me, that's, of course, more got into them. The Bible stories got into them. The facts of the Bible got into them. But this was a great thing to plant in them. The expectation of the Lord's salvation. The Lord's going to call them. That's why in sixth grade now, it's so easy to get them saved. It's so easy. They all get saved. We've been building for years the expectation of the Lord one day is going to call them and the Lord is going to get into them. And that when that time comes, they just take it. They just take it. That's my favorite conference, the sixth grade conference. They're so open, so appreciative, so soft. They just love it. So we are building up, but we have to do a better job. We have to do a better job in the recovery with our children. It's a shame what they don't know, especially by the time they come to the full-time training. So we have to take care of this all along the pipeline here, and we are. We're working now also, you might be interested, in a 6-year curriculum for junior high and high school. And the Campus Brothers are working on a 4-year curriculum for the college students, mainly in the college, reading some of the basic things, the life study of Genesis, reading some of the basic recovery books, gaining a basic foundation. So when they come to the training, we won't have to do so much remedial work, teaching them the books of the Bible. One other thing I wanted to ask, and that's this. there was some consideration that we had to do something in the way of workshops on Saturday morning, maybe once a month. And between now and the summer training, we have April and May, the first Saturday morning. We would be willing, if you would like to do it, and I'd like to know how many would be interested, we would have, say, the first workshop relating to opening time, how to manage the classroom, how to manage the children, how to take care of behavior problems, things like this. And some experienced sisters could share, and then you could have a mutual workshop on having a children's meeting, whether it's a neighborhood children's meeting or a Lord's Day children's meeting. The principles are the same. How to pick the right songs, how to find some interesting songs, how to arrange the room, how to arrange things, and how to have an orderly situation. Then the second one, that would say, let's say that would be in March, in April. And then in May, we would cover the matter of lessons, how to give the lessons and how to focus and how to get a point and how to make it age appropriate and so on, and have a kind of workshop like this, and including some fellowship about crafts and things like that. So we could have two Saturdays between now and the summer training. If we had this, how many of you would be free and interested to come to such a thing? If we have, okay, we'll do it. Okay. The first Saturday in April and the first Saturday in May. And it will be at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11. That's what we decided, right? Ruth, 9 to 11. 2 hours? 9 to 11 or 11:30. It'll be the morning. Okay? So we won't, you have to pass the word. Is that all right, Francis? Yeah, but that's just the brothers. Oh, yeah, thanks. Thanks for reminding. I didn't look check the schedule. but I don't need to be here for this. Huh? You think I do need to be here? Okay. April 8th.
Junior High Mountain
Trip. Junior High Mountain Trip. Okay, April 1st. Let's stick with the 1st, then we'll work it out. Okay. I think. Well, okay. Then you do it in your place. Gather together, or I don't know what to say.
Is there some way to video it so we can get the video?
There'll be a lot of interaction and fellowship and talk. So, you know. Anyway, you pray. Get the churches in your area to do it. Okay, it's not bad. Find the more experienced ones. Or invite some to come and help you. It's good. We need more blending in this, right? Anyway, okay. I don't know what to do, friends. I think we have to. April 1st and May 6th. April 1st and May 6th. Okay, so starting at 9 o'clock and then finishing by noon at least, right? 9 to 11 or 12, depending on how much time you want to spend. But it'll be the morning. Just two mornings, okay? And then if it's profitable, then in the fall we may set up a schedule and give you some definite topics to continue this kind of thing, okay? So, very good. Okay, the Saturday workshops, we'll do it that way. Then there are the audio tape forms in the back. On each side, if you want to order the audio tapes of this conference, they will be provided by the church in Anaheim, not by Living Stream, okay? And I would just mention that the materials that you have, that we gave you, the outlines and stuff, since they are not Living Stream materials, they are our materials, you're free to copy them for other saints, okay? Please don't change them. If you copy it the way it is, okay? No editing. Okay, and we will work on preparing some of the outlines in Spanish, and I don't know, maybe we'll see if we can get the Chinese brothers to prepare them in Chinese too for the Chinese-speaking saints. But there's a real need for Spanish materials since many saints have come into the church life recently and don't speak English. So the brothers will we'll translate the outlines into Spanish, and we'll make them available. We will have Spanish tapes available, the tapes of Spanish translation. The brothers have been translating while I've been speaking, and they have been recording the Spanish translation. Those tapes will be available. So you can order the tapes in either English or in Spanish, okay? And we will see. Yeah, just be quiet. We'll see about the Chinese tapes, okay? We don't have a definite word on that at this point, okay? So we are recording, but we'll see. We'll see what we do about the Chinese-speaking tapes, okay? What else? Do you have something? Yeah. What?
What you want them for the full-time yes. tonight, so we don't need to give them away.
No. Okay. So if you need extra outlines, you're free to copy the ones that you have. Okay? Otherwise, if you get them from us, we'll have to charge you for them. Okay? So it's simpler, and it'll be less burden on us if we don't have to do all that duplicating. Okay? The other thing I did want to say about is that we really appreciate this job that Steve Clark in San Antonio and the Saints in Texas did in compiling material from all over for children's work. It's a very valuable resource, but you have to go through and pick out what's useful in your situation, okay? So that was just an effort to compile from everywhere what was being done. In some places, especially where the situation is different, they shortened from 40 weeks to 26 weeks and did other things and so on. That's all okay. We shouldn't be locked in to one way of doing the children's work. And Brother Lee pointed this out. We need a lot of different variety of ways of doing the children's work. As long as we have a plan, a definite plan, and a definite goal, okay, and that's what we have tried to do. We didn't prepare lessons. We prepared outlines. When you have one point on an outline where the scripture is, that's the lesson. Because in our situation in Anaheim, when we began, we had people who've been in the church life 10 years, 15 years, and the real value is in preparing the lesson. Then you are constituted. Then it's something living that you impart to them. But some churches, for instance, Brother Sterling in Santa Ana, they have to use parents serving who just got saved last year. They don't know anything about the Bible. So he had to write lessons for them based on our outlines. And that's very good. So that the parents could learn first to teach the parents who are going to teach the children. So the situation is altogether different. So he prepared 26 lessons. Based on our outlines, and then he prepared some other series. We're for all of it. We're very happy. It needs more labor by more saints. I just would like to say that anyone who's been using our outlines, please send us your corrections, improvements, and so on. I've been trying for 15 years to get a response. They went all over the world. I put a note on, a cover sheet on. This is a preliminary. Please send us your improvements, your corrections. Only two places, Wichita and Oklahoma City, sent me what they did. If we would have more exchange, I don't consider anything. Every time I go back over those, I like to rewrite them. I just don't have time. I've gone through them all again and changed them, improved them, tried to do something with them. But it needs the input from all the saints. If we all would labor together and fellowship together, let us know what works and what doesn't work. Then we can all learn something. Yeah?
Are those available?
If you want to order a set from the church in Anaheim, you can. You can leave a note back there, but we'll have to charge you for copying because it's a, you know. But, yeah, we'll be glad to provide you a set of those outlines. As long as you promise to send us back something, right? Yeah, Marcia. Are yours available? Your summer camp? Yeah. Our summer program things are available, too. But we have to charge you for the copying, and we have to charge you for the tape, if you want the music tape, too, to go with it. because that's put out by Rob Allison in Long Beach. He writes the songs for our summer program, and it's really good. I mean, it's his writing of songs really is very, very good, and they exactly match the lessons. And so they're very, very focused and very singable for the children. And on some of the tapes, he gets his daughter to sing, his little girl. It's really good. And the kids like to listen to it. So there are things like this available. So you just have to give us a note with what you want, and we'll let you know what it costs for the copying. But we just got overwhelmed with copying, sending copies out all over the place. So order one set and copy it yourself. It's okay with us. You know, but we have to do something, because eventually the church was spending a lot of money on copies and postage to mail all this out, and so it's only fair. So we'll let you know. It'll be a few dollars a set or something like that.
Brother G,
yeah.
Could
yeah.
there be a sign up?
Okay, why don't we do that, Dennis? We'll put a, for the summer. You have a form? Okay, for the summer.
Well, I have one for the outline.
Okay. So we'll put a sign up on the counter in the back.
Is there a list of the different children's meeting outlines that are available from different localities? I mean, like a compilation list?
That's in the five volumes from San Antonio.
Why is it from all the churches?
That's everyone who sent it to Steve. Steve tried to collect it from everybody, yes. They did a marvelous job of collecting the things. Yeah. Oh, let me say, you are not free to duplicate the singing tapes of Rob Allison. They're copyright. So you have to pay for every tape that you get, and you're not free to duplicate them, just like you're not free to duplicate Living Stream tapes. But the church tapes, the church in Anaheim tapes, you are free to duplicate, as long as you don't change them. Yes? Okay. They're right next to the offering boxes there, which gives me a good chance to say something. You know, we asked you all to pay $15 as a registration fee, and that will cover the basic expenses. But we do have a work account for the Southern California young people and children's work, these kind of things. So if you would like to make an offering for the work account to help some of the children go to the conferences, that includes the sixth grade conference, sometimes they can't afford, and we help them to go, and other things like this. It doesn't go to any persons, but it's for the Southern California work. So you can put your offerings into the offering box there if you'd like to make. I know you all gave your contribution for this conference that cover the cost of the materials and the meals, but if you'd like to make an offering to the work account, the offering boxes are there. And then the audio tape forms are on, there's some up here, and there are some on each counter by the two offering boxes. Okay? They'll be mailed out. They'll be mailed out.
Will any be mailed out without an order?
No.
Will some be on a standing
order? Oh.
Churches on standing
okay.
order.
Okay, churches on standing order automatically get them. Okay, so if your locality is on a standing order for young people's tapes, you'll get this conference. So that's most of the churches in Southern California, right? Every church will get one set.
Well, at least there's some churches that
supply. Okay, yeah.
These we can duplicate?
These you can duplicate. These are church tapes, church in Anaheim tapes. These are my tapes. You're free to duplicate my tapes, okay? What else do you have here? Okay. We're going downstairs to eat, right? Okay. Okay. At 6 o'clock, we'll eat downstairs in the...